It's time for the business news now. Ko Taku Hoi and Nai Nei, Kon Nona Paltier, who joins me in the studio. Let's talk about inflation, because everyone was watching for the figures today. It's falling, but not enough to drive down the official cash rate. What are the latest data telling us?
Right, so annual inflation did ease to its lowest level in nearly 3 years. So good news on the annual inflation front, but when you start to drill down into the numbers, it's not such a great result, because there's two kinds of inflation. There's the inflation that it's called tradable inflation, so the kind we import. And then there's the non-tradable inflation, and that's your, you know, rents, construction costs, services, that sort of thing. These are things that were within New Zealand. And when you look at those numbers, annual inflation was 5.3%. That's a long way off the Reserve Bank's 2% target, which is between that 1% to 3%. So at that rate, the Reserve Bank is not going to be in a hurry to drop interest rates anytime soon. That's on top of what we've already heard overseas. So the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell basically said that recent inflation data in the United States was also higher than he would have liked to see, and that this may mean that the central bank there keeps interest rates higher for longer. So on both those fronts, here in New Zealand and the United States, which has a lot to do with the value of our dollar, the U.S. dollar and its trade, suggests that interest rates are going to be high for a long time, that inflation is not under control yet. And that's not great for a lot of different reasons, unless, of course, you're a saver and you like those high deposit rates.
Nona, manufacturers have got a warning, another warning, it seems. To adopt technology, you'll be left behind, and that is behind their international competitors. What's going on here?
Well, this is something we've been talking about for a while now, and we've seen also recently, I think it was 13 consecutive periods where we saw the manufacturing sector contract. And why is it contracting? Well, people are not ordering as much and so on. Now, this goes to what are manufacturers going to do when they have a situation where their businesses are contracting, they're not getting those new orders, yet they're expected to invest in new technologies to drive growth. It's a vicious cycle. And in the meantime, in other jurisdictions that, you know, our competitors in overseas, you know, Asia Pacific, Europe and so on, like, they're well ahead. So this Callahan Innovation came out and said that Europe is 10 years ahead of New Zealand in using new technologies for manufacturing. And I spoke with different people over the last little while. And part of the problem is that a lot of our manufacturing sector is run by small, medium-sized businesses, older New Zealanders that are thinking more about retiring than investing. So how do we overcome that? It's a really difficult one. We do want to see our manufacturing sector grow stronger, but it's not happening. And I'm not sure what it's going to take to make that happen. So that is a concern for our economy, because there's two things that drive our economy: goods, manufactured goods, and services. So
righty ho, Nona. Train is on for a quick sprint around the markets.
All right.
Please.
So the local top 50 index, we closed up more than 0.5% today. That was a 71 point gain to 11,875. But the dollar in the doldrums, really 59 US cents. So we perked up just slightly. And that was only because the latest inflation data suggested that interest rates will stay higher for longer. 92 Australian, 47.5 British pence.
Thank you, Nona. Nona Paltier with Business News there. Ka kite.